This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Pristine white beaches, mangrove forests, mountains, charming fishing villages, amazing local cuisine. Perak's Pangkor Island has so much to offer for travellers looking for their next Cuti Cuti Malaysia stop. So today on the show, I'm joined by YB Datuk Noli Ashilin Binti Datuk Muhammad Radzi, the Perak State Housing, Local Government and Tourism Committee Chairman, who will give me the inside scoop on all things Pangkor. Welcome, Datuk Noli. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. And how about you, Juliet? Are you okay?
I'm very well, thank you. You know, so excited to find out more about Pangkor. I can't believe I've not visited it. And I know you're going to change my mind and make me come visit after this chat.
Have you not?
Okay. I have not.
You must.
I'm ashamed to admit. I've been to Belum State Park, which I have told everybody they must visit. But Pangkor is definitely next on the list. And let's find out more, you know. I think a lot of people head to Pangkor Island because of the beautiful beaches there, right? Maybe you can share. You know, what are some of the most spectacular ones that we can find there and what those beaches have to offer?
Okay, in Pulau Pangkor, actually, there's plenty of beaches. There are seven main beaches that we have, which includes Pasir Boga, Teluk Nipah, Teluk Dalam, Teluk Tapang or Teluk, Teluk Segadas, Teluk Melanga, Langa, Teluk Cepedak. And all of them have their uniqueness and different things to offer. But basically, they have a good beach, and they offer a variety of water activities for the tourists, depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. So if you ask me which ones, I'm hard-pressed to say because I love all of them.
Okay. So you don't have you cannot name your favorite beach, lah. That wouldn't be fair to the rest.
Well, if I have to name one, it will have to be probably Teluk Nipah, because Teluk Nipah, basically, you get good water activities there. The beach is very nice as well. And the more important bit is that you also get a bit of culture of the island people in Pangkor, because that's where usually the small traders are. And I love the food served at the stalls, at the hawker stalls. So those are the highlights, especially in Teluk Nipah, where you can see everything. You have this beachy feeling, sandy feeling, which will probably entice you to stay more there and enjoy the atmosphere. Yeah, okay. I think Teluk Nipah will be my favorite.
Okay, and I mean, you're somebody who's who's been in Perak for a long time. Were you born there? Is
yes.
Perak your home? Okay, so you are Perak.
Local, yes, I'm a local girl. I'm a local Ipoh girl. Oh. And yes, I've been staying there for almost what? I hate to actually admit my age, but yeah, over 40 years. So, yep, I've been there for a long time, yes.
Okay,
yep.
So Perak girl, born and bred. And of course, you know, I guess, you know, this is the best thing, isn't it? Coming from someone who's been there her whole life. You know, what is it that you love so much about Pangkor Island, you know?
Well, Pangkor Island is actually a very small island compared to Langkawi, perhaps, yeah, in terms of now that we are a Pulau Bebas Cukai, which we were given the status last year, 1st of January 2020. Mm-hmm. But it has its charms because it's a very small island. You get to feel the culture. You get to enjoy the beach at the same time. So for me, Pulau Pangkor has always been the number one choice for Perakians, because it actually offers this, mini getaways for families who do not want to travel too far outside from the state, but offers something very different compared to what we have where we come from, basically in our backyard. So it is a very nice mini getaway, and basically most of us would go to Pangkor at least once in every year or two. So if not every few months, you know. So it is actually a very, very unique and idyllic and very charming island for us, especially as locals.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned that travellers go quite often, right? And what are the sort of, and you alluded to this as well, you know, sort of water activities that are available. So let's talk about maybe underwater activities first, right? Snorkeling and diving, are those things that we can do in Pangkor as well?
Okay, unfortunately, we have yet to have diving activities in Pulau Pangkor per se, but we do a lot of snorkeling, especially around Pulau Giam. But what is more exciting is because we have other variety of water sports as well. We have island hopping, we have kayaking. Of course, fishing is a big yes for most of the enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. We also have other activities offered like the banana boats, jet skis, water skis, rafting as well. So those are actually more towards family fun. So that's why I think Bangkok has always been the preferred destination for family holidays.
Okay, all right. And let's shift our focus a little bit from the sea and the beaches now, right? There's also beautiful forests, right, in Bangkok. And there's also, I'm sure, you know, lots of wildlife in the area that would appeal to nature lovers in particular. Tell me a little bit about that.
You're quite right about that. The whole island is actually mainly covered with three main permanent forest reserve areas. The forest in Pulau Bangkok is special because it has now been left to grow without interference. And so it has a great variety of tree and plant species, including many old dipterocarp trees. So those trees are the main reason the island has such a strong population of hornbills, which provides nesting holes for the greater hornbill specifically. And also the wreath hornbill, black hornbill, rhinoceros hornbill, and the very common southern pied hornbills. Just now you mentioned you went to Royal Bloom, right?
That's right.
So Royal Bloom, I think, has about 10 species. But Pulau Bangkok is not far from that. We have about 5 species which can be spotted around the island. So that is considered a very valuable or precious products that we have. Which we would actually like to share with more people who are also interested in bird watching as and such. So, for your information as well, the bird life on the island is also varied with many migratory birds coming through the jungle. One of the most stunning that we've spotted so far is the Asian paradise flycatcher, which is in its white moth stage. So, the trees in Bangkok, I was told, are popular nesting sites for a lot of these species. So if you enjoy bird watching, you enjoy the nature, I think we would be a very attractive destination to come to or to visit.
I'm sold already, lah, Datuk Noli.
So many things. I don't know what to share. You too many.
No, 5 hornbill species. I'm there next weekend. I will see you next weekend. But you know, in terms of the forests as well, right? You know, for those who enjoy the great outdoors, you know, you mentioned the permanent reserve forests. Are those open to the public as well if they'd like to, you know, go hiking or you know, just get some green, you know, during their holiday there?
Of course, they can. For those who like hiking and being in great outdoors, Bangkok Island Amenity Forest, which is a 2.2 miles, if I'm not mistaken, which covers about 7,500 steps, is located in Bangkok. So this route has an elevation gain, I was told, about 173 feet, and it's rated as easy. So for beginners, it'll be quite fun for them to try the route. But however, most of the forest reserve, unfortunately, is untrailed, so they are not open to the public. But we do have that one for those who likes hiking and who may want to just start hiking. That would be a good trail for them to try.
Okay, excellent. All right. I'm speaking today to YB Datuk Noli Ashilin binti Datuk Muhammad Radzi. She's the Perak State Housing, Local Government and Tourism Committee Chairman. And we're finding out all about ecotourism in Bangkok Island. We'll come back after this quick break and find out more. You're listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs and joining me on the line today is YB Datuk Noli Ashilin binti Datuk Muhammad Radzi. She's the Perak State Housing, Local Government and Tourism Committee Chairman. And we're finding out all about tourism over in Bangkok Island. And, you know, before the break, YB Noli was telling us all about, you know, the beautiful beaches there and also the forest. And get this, you can see, you know, so many different species of hornbills there. So it's a great place for bird watchers. But now, Datuk Noli, if you can just share, for those travelling as families, right, what would you recommend that they do over in Bangkok? You know, assuming there are also children in the party, there are elderly perhaps, you know, all together in the holiday party.
Okay. For me, a great favourite would be watching the baby sea turtles hatch at the Lok Tapang when they're in season. So usually that starts around in June right up to October. At the moment, I'm still getting reports of baby turtles being hatched at the seaside. So that's a wonderful sight to see. What the state government has done is that we've been working with Jabatan Perikanan to conserve the area. But we also opened the area for education and conservation purposes. So basically, that's one of the main new attractions that we have in Pulau Bangkok. Besides that, we also have a lot of beautiful sights that we can visit, religious sites included. We have Masjid Seribu Selawat, we have Masjid Seribu Doa, Then we have the Sri Patika Liaman Temple and Fu Ling Kong Temple, which are all designated as tourist attraction. And of course, any family vacation is not complete if they don't shop. So shopping in Pangkor is, of course, it's a must, especially it's a duty-free island now. So products that are available would include a variety of chocolates, kitchen utensils, appliances, clothing, perfumes, luggage and bags, and so many more. So for me, I still have small kids. My youngest is 5. That would be a must, though. The turtle hatching, of course, shopping for chocolates, that's never ending. Even my adult daughter would love to have a variety of chocolates being bought every time we go to Pangkor. So, that will actually, complete the experiential or the vacation for the family besides the beach and the sea activities, of course.
Okay. And, when I was reading up about Pangkor, there were so many historical sites also that we can go visit. I think if you remember our sejarah, there was the Pangkor Treaty, isn't it? We learned about it in sejarah in school. But maybe you can share...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What sort of like historical sites, that might appeal to some of the travellers who come over there?
We showcase the Pangkor Treaty at the Pulau Pangkor Gallery, which is at the moment being upgraded. So unfortunately, it's closed to the public, but it will be opened soon.
Okay.
We also have a few historical sites, which includes the ruins of the Dutch fort, which stands as a testament to Perak's rich colonial heritage. And we also have Patu Besorak Pangkor Island, which is a rock inscribed with a tiger mauling a boy, although that's not very attractive, but it's still very interesting.
Sure.
So we have quite a few sites we can actually share historically. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And, you mentioned that no trip is complete without food. And, aside from the things that we can get from the duty free, that's always on the agenda, isn't it? Food. Where can we go in makan? What sort of local cuisine can we find there?
Kalau peminat makan or foodies, actually, there are quite a few dishes, local dishes that we must try. And usually you can get this information from any locals. So we have the laksa mi pangkor. You have cucu ikan. Usually we have a lot more other kinds of cucu, but this is special, cucu ikan. We have pak tongko, which is actually cakoy, in other words, but it's being done differently.
Mm-hmm.
We have mee udang, and of course, all the seafood dishes is a must to be tried in Pangkor. And some of these dishes or restaurants you can actually try there include mak ungge. That's the Perak way of saying it, ungge. Actually, it's ungai.
Ah.
Then, yes, Hasna Corner, Din Mi Udang, and of course, in Teluk Nipah, it will be the Nipah Deli. So there's quite a few choices depending on what you're looking for. But what I would advise to the visitors is to try them all, no matter what you think you like. If you try something new, you might find new favorites, especially in Pangkor itself.
Okay. And, from your insider, with your insider view, what is your favorite local dish?
Mine is laksa mi pangkor.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually quite different. It sounds, it's neither laksa, it's neither mee, so it's special. It's got a special ingredient. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because you just have to come visit Pulau Pangkor and try it. Then you know what I mean. And it will become your all new time favorite as well.
Okay, excellent. And, now everybody is, looking for holidays. We're so excited that we can travel again. So if somebody is coming, but they've only got maybe, let's say, a few days on the island, right? What would you say is the one thing that they should absolutely do? They must not miss the chance to visit or to see or do over in Pangkor.
To be honest, I didn't mention earlier was the hornbill feeding. We have a spot in Teluk Nipah whereupon the hornbills, I don't know how they do it, but they've been doing it for many years. The hornbills come to fly in the evening to eat. So we can actually feed it ourselves in front of one of the chalets. It's become a practice for them to come. They are wild hornbills, not bred or not in captivity, but they just fly in to come for the daily feeding, which usually starts at 6 and 7 for visitors or tourists who wants to actually have a close-up and try feeding them themselves. If you're brave, you're very much welcome to try to do that. So that's very interesting as well. So that is a must if you come to Pulau Pangkor. It's actually it's a secret, but not so much a well-kept secret. It's something that, you must go and probably the locals will actually tell you to do that. So that is an experience in itself. So besides the hornbill feeding, of course, Everybody must try the food, as I mentioned just now. The local cuisines are not to be missed. And you must try to go to the restaurants, some of the restaurants that I've already mentioned. That would be the highlight, especially besides enjoying the beach.
Okay. All right. And, you know, now, of course, there's a lot of push for people to travel more responsibly, right? And a lot of us want to support ecotourism.
Yes,
yeah. And sustainable mm-hmm. tourism. What are some of the advancements yes. that you would say have taken place in Pangkor that are aligned to these sorts of principles?
Okay, in order to promote responsible tourism, as you mentioned, you know, it is a must, especially in terms of pandemic COVID-19. Measures such as standard operating procedures from MTN is being highly enforced. But for Perak State Government, we have taken one step more, whereupon the state government, with the help of the NGOs, with the tourism NGOs, we have gone around with a selected committee to actually inspect and also produce a good practice guide for all the operators, especially for accommodations to adhere to. So we have been inspecting in Pangkor last year, and we have continued on to make sure that the registered accommodations especially are being visited, and we encourage them to adhere to these good practice guides. So for the operators themselves, for their employees and staff. So it works both ways. But what I would like to advocate nowadays, as I usually do in our campaign in Perak, is that everybody must play their part. Even if the operators are playing their part, if the visitors do not play their role responsibly in adhering to whatever is enforced or asked of them, it wouldn't work. Yeah. So it goes both ways. So I would like to take this opportunity to also campaign to everyone, especially the visitors, those who are traveling, to ensure that you always put your safety as a priority wherever you go. I mean, of course, right now we are highly vaccinated, over 90% of the population, but safety must come first, and that is always a priority, especially for the state government and the operators here in Perak.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. You know, it's collective responsibility. Everybody has to play a part. And, you know, we need to, of course, think about the local right. communities who are, you know, coming back from, you know, a very tough 2 years, isn't it? And so we need to make sure we support them. And on that note, how would you recommend we support the local communities and these sorts of, you know, genuine ecotourism endeavors that are happening over in Pangkor?
Well, as you well know, Pangkor is well known for fishery. So the main occupation for the local people here are the fishermen. Thus, you can find many stores that sell variety of seafood, which comes in different forms, such as dry seafoods, as well as the fresh ones. So our locals here basically depends on the tourism business as well to boost their economy, because most of them are now working in the tourism industry and offering tourism services, such as tour guiding around the island, car, motorbike renting services, and supporting all other supply chain industry, especially for the players in Pulau Pangkor. So how we can support is actually also is to basically come and visit us and spend in Pulau Pangkor. But the government is doing our best to actually successfully implement a community-based tourism, especially for Pulau Pangkor, as the population is quite small. And if we do it right, tourism will become the main economic activity for them. And when that happens, they will put tourism as number one priority. And that will also ensure that the mentality, especially in terms of hospitality, in terms of services, will evolve to first-class hospitality. So that's what we're trying to do in Pulau Pangkor, the introduction of Pulau Pangkor as a duty-free island, elevate its service, elevate its infrastructure. What we need is for the people to come and support us, especially in terms of spending tourism dollars in Pulau Pangkor itself.
Okay. All right. For sure. I mean, like I said, I'm coming next weekend. But you know, for those
who... you're coming next weekend. Okay.
Like I said,
we'll wait for you there then.
Wait for me there, please. And take me for that wonderful dish that you like as well. You know, I must try it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, just very quickly, you know, for those who sort of like things that are off the beaten track, maybe, or, you know, not quite the regular sorts of activities, any suggestions on that front, you know, alternatives to typical tourist activities on the island?
There's always alternative styles of enjoying Pulau Pangkor. One of them is experiencing the lifestyle of Pangkor folks and indulging the craft making of puffer fish craft. I haven't done it yet, but I was told that it was really different. And exploring the Pangkor's Gamat Emas products. Tourists can also enjoy or challenge themselves with joining the blue ice anchovies fisheries activities and many more which are being offered at the moment. So that will be more of a cultural experience for them.
Okay, all right. I mean, there's something for everyone, basically, isn't it? Whether you're traveling alone, with family, with friends, there's you're covered on all angles. I guess, you know, now that everyone's going to come visit, what's your advice for travelers, you know, heading to Pangkor, especially in terms of, you know, respecting the local communities, but also the landscape, right? The beaches, the flora, the fauna there, you know, what are some of your messages, you know, for visitors who might be coming?
Okay, as Perakians, I'm sure as Malaysians, actually, we love to see our beaches clean. So we would like to implore on everybody to play our parts as well to ensure that the island stays clean. We have to take part in ensuring the quality and quantity of marine habitats by not polluting the sea. So therefore, it is important for those visiting Pulau Pangkor or any other island to manage their waste accordingly. That is a major factor for us because during the old times, this is not the priority. But now we actually campaign a lot on managing waste, especially for the locals. So we want it to be extended to the visitors as well to play their part to keep the beaches clean, the islands clean, so that we can conserve everything as long as possible. Because we do also take note that overcapacity or overcrowding or mass tourism is actually detrimental in the long run as we embark on sustainable development, sustainable initiatives. So we would like to implore that everyone, all the tourists that come over, will play their part. Not so much in asking them to do voluntary activities or whatever, just something as simple as just managing their own waste. So for me, that would be a good start for us to play our parts together to ensure that the island stays as pristine as possible for the longest time.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's simple and something that, you know, all of us can definitely do. And now, you know, now that I need to come and see you next weekend, how do I get there? You know, when is the best time for any visitor really to come visit Pangkor Island? You know, how can we get there? You know, what are those? Can you help us out on those ends?
Okay, Pulau Pangkor is actually very special because it's not affected totally by the monsoon seasons. In a way, Pulau Pangkor is actually best to visit all through the whole year. It's not like the East Coast where you have certain times where it's not advisable to travel. However, it is recommended to visit Pulau Pangkor outside the school holiday or public holiday. As I say, it's always packed with tourists and it's always the preferred destination, especially for the locals and neighbouring states. You can get there by many ways. You have car, buses, by flight. Actually, flight, we're going to start from Subang to Pangkor, 1st December by SKS Airways. Or you can go by car, transiting through Lumut Town or Marina Island to board the ferry from either jetties. So the round trip is actually not expensive for the ferries. It's 14 ringgit for the adults. And if I'm not mistaken, it's 5 ringgit for the children. So it's actually a very affordable destination. So like I said, if you want to take the flight, don't come next week. Come the 1st December. That will be the first flight flying from Subang to Pulau Pangkor. Inshallah.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, once we get to the island, you know, I think you mentioned earlier, you know, you can rent bicycles and motorbikes and things like that, right? But it's fairly easy to get around, you know, around the island, traveling around there?
Yes, it is. As I said, it's a very small island and we have a lot of means of transport which is offered. You can rent a motorbike, you can rent bicycles, and we have our infamous pink-coloured minibus or taxis, which offers enough space for a whole family to go around Pulau Pangkor.
Wow. I can't wait to
see
it. Yes,
they're very, very pink. Trust me. You can't miss them.
Oh dear, okay, I can't wait to come and see. Well, I think that's wonderful. And I, you know, anybody can come visit. And now, of course, you know, now that we're fully vaccinated, and I suppose, as you mentioned earlier, there's new SOPs in place. These are just the sorts of things that we should be mindful of. Yeah, when we come visit, just keeping to the SOPs.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
As long as you're fully vaccinated, you're very much welcome.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Noli, for joining me today. Any last message that you'd like to leave us with? You know, any final, I mean, this whole thing has been a beautiful sell for Pangkor, but any last message to get everybody to come visit you guys over in Pangkor?
Well, firstly, I would like to say thank you to you, Juliet, for giving us this opportunity to promote Pangko. We just like to invite everyone, all the listeners, to try something unique by visiting Pulau Pangko. Please remember to make your bookings in advance, because now we actually advocate advanced bookings, especially for the ferries. This is to avoid overcapacity and overcrowding, especially in the public places. But whatever it is, please do make your plans. And I leave you with a hashtag Jom Travel Perak lah.
Okay, all right. So we'll see you very soon. And, you know, it should definitely be on your Cuti Cuti Malaysia list. And for more information, of course, we just need to head to malaysia.travel for more information. My thanks again to YB Datuk Noli Ashilin binti Datuk Muhammad Radzi. She's the Perak State Housing, Local Government and Tourism Committee Chairman. And she's telling us all about why we need to head to Pangko Island for some really cool ecotourism activities. Thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you, Juliet. We hope to see you soon.
Oh,
I'll
yes.
See you next week.
Yeah, you'll see me next week. And if you missed any part of today's interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/earth, or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.